Welcome to the Oh Trouble Podcast. The snowplow driver is one of the most important jobs in any location that receives major snowfall. But what do these snow clearing experts do when it is not winter or little to no snow? On today's pod, we ask the Midwest's top snow clearing experts to expose some of the industry's secrets about life behind the wheel and how they keep their plows in tip-top shape even when there is no snow falling down.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Bill McCurk.
Afternoon.
Good to see everyone. Yeah. As you all know, I'm the executive director of the Upper Midwest Snow Plowers Association, and I'm here today with some of our best regional snow plowers to talk about what is it that you all do in the off season to get ready for another big winter. So let's go around. Tell us about yourself. Tell our listeners at home about who you are and how you think you ended up here.
Well, hi, Bill. My name's Trevor. I've been on the road for, gosh, feels like forever.
Hey, Trevor.
Good to see you, Trevor.
Hello. Thank you. I'm really excited to be here to be part of, you know, these experts. It's always nice to share the like-minded conversation. But yeah, I've been on the road for what seems like forever. I started in the 40s, helping out my grandfather plow out the family farm, and I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, Trevor, you've been doing this for now over 80 years. Oh.
It has been a long time. You know, but what, as they say, the older you get, the less things change.
Uh-huh. I mean, and you're coming to us from Iowa, too, so you don't get quite the snow events like we
did. It is different. You're very correct.
Up in Minnesota, yes, and Wisconsin and Michigan, yeah.
Yeah, it's more the wind down there you got to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those blizzards. Yeah. Yeah. Glad to have that perspective with us today, Trevor.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name's Donnie, and I plow the Walmart. But you said, what do we do in the off season? So yeah, I got to answer the question. So I do a lot of Pilates, believe it or not. Helps keep the core tight, fit, and ready for all the twisting and the turning in the plow truck. Because, you know, as best as anybody else, we do a lot of it. A lot of it. Like, you got to turn around and look for Timmy. You got to turn around and look for Billy. You also got to turn around and look for pole. You know what I'm saying? So...
So you don't hit a pole. You don't have a friend named Pole.
I got a friend named Paul, Pole, but we took Pole out back and we left him there.
There's a light
hanging from him now. Anyways, so yeah, getting ready for the plow season is probably the most important thing of my day to day, from A to B to Z to C, whatever, you know how it goes. But preparing is... it's key for success in the business. I think that's all I have to say for now.
Okay, thank you. We're going to come back to talk about the Pilates there. Yeah. Oh, and let's have our last panelist, our last award winner for the Upper Midwest Snowplow.
I am an award winner. My name is Jackie, but the thing that I am the most proud of is I was the first woman plow driver to be hired by the County of Eau Claire.
Jackie, you are.
Thank you. I mean,
times sure have changed.
Yeah, I'm just a small town. I grew up on the East Side Hill over on Hodgeboom up there. You know, I never dreamed that I would someday be riding the beast that is our plows, but it's like a sacred, you know, it's like a sacred duty. Mm. We have the lives of other people in our very hands. And so what I do in the off season, I really want to learn more about Pilates, because I really focus on hand strength and dexterity and wrist action. I feel that has been really important and has helped me be the award-winning first female plow driver in Eau Claire.
Mm. I would be remiss to first of all, Jackie, I'm honored to be in your presence. You know, it's very, it's very, oh, it's, I'm just we so excited. Mm-hmm. But if you don't mind, I'm just going to go back to myself because I do realize I did not share my
what I do. Thank you for that.
Oh, I wanted to just honor the process. I want to honor the process. Uh-huh. So, you know, as someone who's been doing this for over 80 years, what I like to do in the off season is I like to take it easy. I like to head down someplace warm, you know, nowhere out of the country. I like to use my American money. I like to head to Florida. That's what I like to do.
Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, I went to Puerto Rico last year in my off season. Man,
Puerto Rico
get hot. Did you know you don't need a passport to go there?
There's probably not a plow on the whole island in Puerto Rico.
You're right. I felt really out of place.
Ooh, I don't know.
But I kept up with my preparing while I was down there.
Oh. Okay.
They have They have Pilates studios.
I brought the Pilates with me.
The whole studio? In your truck?
You really only need a mat.
Oh. I guess I've never done Pilates, so you're speaking, it's like you're speaking French to me.
Well, just go on YouTube and type in Pilates. I heard that you can do ad-free, but it's really expensive.
YouTube?
Yes.
I don't like tubes.
You don't like tubes. Why don't you like tubes?
It's just, I don't know. You know, you grow up on the farm and you get stuck in one too many tubes. You steer clear.
Do you have a weird experience with a teletubby? Is that what you're talking about? Or
No. I just, we had a pig farm. Sometimes, you know, my grandfather used to put, you know, pigs through tubes to direct them where to go. And, you know, you get into one too many tube, you get into some serious shit. Serious shit.
Huh.
I could tell you a thing or two about some pig shit, but that's not why we're here.
That's a real nice Iowa perspective that you're bringing to our conversation
Thanks,
today.
Thanks, Bill.
Now, as we talk about what you do in the off season, I guess, what do y'all see as the biggest stressor from plowing during the winter that you really need to let go of in the off season?
Ooh. Wow.
Well, you know, in this industry, people really piss me off, not going to lie. Because you're trying to plow in the winter, and there's that car that's just got to squeak in behind you. It's got to get in where you're plowing. And you know, I try to get all that stress off in the off season with my Pilates and everything I do to stay in shape. But the anger just won't leave me. I get to the lot and I go, why are these cars here? You know,
dang cars.
They're supposed to park the parking plan. I gave them the parking plan, you know, and then they don't follow the parking plan. And then I'm calling, going, hey, can you follow the parking plan? And they go, hey, we're gonna move our cars. And I go, hey, follow the parking plan. And then I call them back, and then they start moving, you know. And then next thing you know, people are running across the parking lot. What are you doing? It's winter. It's cold. It's freezing ground. I mean, there's just a lot of stressors that I got wrapped up in my brain. To be honest with you, I can't remember the question anymore. Now, you better skip me.
Donnie, how does Walmart have a parking plan if it's just all their customers that are showing up, parking whatever?
You're right. I forgot about...
That's a good question.
I forgot about that I work at the Walmart. That was the old job.
Oh,
this new one, okay. No, there's no parking plan at all. Hell, there's nowhere even to park half the time. You have things packed 24/7.
Okay.
Half the time, I can only plow the front. And I'm just sitting there for hours upon hours upon hours upon hours. People watching. That's what I really get into there over at the Walmart.
Watching the snow come down.
And the people. So, it's the best job I've ever had.
What would you say that every day is almost like a new day? Every day is an exciting day? Something, you learn something new every day?
I would say yes. I learn every day that you probably shouldn't have a mullet down to your ass. You shouldn't run across the parking lot. We've been over this.
Right.
You should probably get help when you're elderly and you're bringing the groceries out. Just get help. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm not going to help. I'm in a plow truck. You got to know where to push the pile. You guys know what I'm talking about. The pile can't just go wherever the hell you want. I mean, I usually like to put it in Old Frank's spot over by pharmacy because he's an old bastard. But anyways, Yeah, the it's important where you put the pile. It's very important. But I'm sure we are off topic, for sure. Who's next?
I think you're actually speaking to a lot of our stressors. But I think for me, the biggest stress of the season that I have to unwind from is the pressure of being the first female snowplow driver. And I misspoke before when I said the city, the county, or Eau Claire County. I contract with them, which is why I said that. But I work for the city of Eau Claire. And there is every other side of the street parking, and there are the emergency routes, and there is so much to pay attention to. And as a woman, I feel like I just have to be on. You know, you can't run into the curb, you can't knock over mailboxes. It's just because, you know, if I do it, I am just like pulling up the ladder for all the women behind me. I'm just gonna make it harder for all of them. So that kind of stress and pressure, I carry it with me all year. I carry it with me, you know, in the summer and even in the spring as we're watching everything melt. Like, that is never far from my mind and my heart to know the importance of the trail that I am blazing for everyone, you know, get it?
Well, that's why you're the queen. That's why you're award-winning.
Sure is.
That's why you're the queen of the road.
I'm glad I voted for you. You're the best, Jackie. I
Thanks. Look up to you. And the queen is the name of my snowplow.
Okay. Down in Iowa, we do things differently. The title follows the driver, not the truck. But
oh,
and okay. Your name? See, I usually let the plow driver do my plowing. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Anyways, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just thinking Trevor's getting a little spicy over there. But I just wanted to validate what Jackie was saying. You know, the person who replaced me in Minnesota driving Plowy McPlowface, my snowplow, she always said, you know, you got to be twice as good to get half as much credit. And I think Jackie, that's same here in Wisconsin.
Amen. Yeah.
So I got a question for you, lovely ladies and gentlemen. What's your favorite type of snow?
Well, down in Iowa, like I said, we get more wind than snow. So if we get a nice...
I heard it's flat as my ex's ass down there.
Parts of it are. I imagine so. Anyway, my favorite thing down there is when we get some of that nice, light, powdery stuff and it drifts with the wind, you know, drifts up. Like with the wind, you're just driving down the highway, flying at 60, nothing, got the plow down right in front of you, you just smack right into one of those things.
Oh, yeah,
it's just this explosion. It's like a firework of snow.
He's a county driver.
Sure is.
Wait, where do you guys plow? In town or out of town?
City?
That's what I'm talking about.
Girl?
A state of Minnesota is where I retired from.
As far as I need to go, because we don't like them fast driving highway plowmen, because you know what they do? They plow in our driveways.
Well, it's not my fault if people have driveways on the highway. It's not my fault if they live on the highway.
It is pretty crazy having a driveway on the highway. I get it, but
hey, they don't pay me to not block in. They pay me to clear the road.
You're right, but couldn't you have some common courtesy?
I mean, to be fair, I also have to plow in people's driveways, and that's another really stressful part of this job. People hate us sometimes. You know, people, they shovel out the bottom of their driveway, and they see me coming, and I can just see it in their eyes. They're like, no, I just shoveled. And, you know, I feel kind of bad, and sometimes I wave as I'm going by, like, sorry, I can't help it. You know, that's another stressful part of the job. But to talk, like, so my favorite type of snow is real wet snow, because when you are pushing it, it doesn't fly up, like, fly over into the sidewalk. It just kind of nicely pushes over to the side. And, you know, I feel that that's just better for the people. A little easier to clear that way.
I could learn something from you, Jackie, thinking about the people.
So I think you guys will know what I'm talking about when I mention this. So my favorite type of snow is the snow that comes down and we took off a little bit, right? We already got 2 or 3 inches off. And then We come back through, and it's starting to turn to slush because there's a little bit left, and then it freezes. And then when you take that plow on, and it peels up like, oh, oh, the sensation behind peeling up
whoa,
that
Donnie.
Ice and whoa, snow.
Donnie, whoa, Donnie, whoa.
Yeah, I'm getting hot in
yeah,
here.
I can tell.
Woo. Oh, man, oh, I Donnie. Love that type of snow.
I don't know how you fill that void when it's summer.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I don't.
That was erotic.
I'm a barrel of self-pity in the summer. I ain't gonna lie. I can even do Pilates in that barrel, but that's enough about me.
You know, one time in the summer, I went to this place called Glacier National Park. It's in Montana. They had snow in the park in July. Oh. And I have just never felt so alive.
Oh, boy.
Did they have
you would not believe the plowing that takes place in Glacier National Park.
Oh boy, if I had a time machine.
Going to the Sun Road, I mean, it doesn't even open until the middle of June because of all the plowing. Whoa. Now that, guys, that should be like our mecca. Like our goal would
that's
be to go to Glacier.
That's a plowman's dream.
It's a team sport out there.
Year-round plowing? Wow. Oh, one can dream.
So oh. I just when you are missing that feeling that you were just talking about, you know, you could go there and like roll in the snow and it's real nice.
Sounds like she's trying to get me to leave the county because I'm the number two best plow driver in the area because I do a better job than you do, I think.
You're private plower at Walmart.
Yeah, well,
you're not a threat to me.
Well, Bill, can I ask a question of the group?
Yeah.
I don't mean to take over your job, but
nope,
I have.
That's fine.
Oh, I'm just amazed.
I'm just thinking about my favorite kind of snow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bill. I'm sorry, Bill.
It's
please.
Cocaine. But go
okay,
ahead.
Okay. No, I'm so sorry.
We do have some late nights. I mean,
I'm sorry. Oh boy.
I understand.
Okay. When we're thinking about the future of snow plowing and clearing snow, what's the one thing that you can't do that you wish you would be able to do when clearing snow? What's the one thing?
I wish I could put the snow pile wherever the hell I want, especially in Miss Dolores' backyard, because she's a nasty jerk.
Interesting. I wish, you know, there's some real nice, you know, machines out there on the road. And I wish it was a national law that every snowplow driver got a new truck every season. I'm still driving my grandpa's truck from the 40s. You know, it's a
three in the tree?
Three in the tree, something from World War II he brought over and
that's old.
You know, slap it on different blades and stuff. It's
a Nazi snowplow.
No, it's not. What I mean is, oh my gosh,
Oh, you said he brought it over from the war. Tell us about the Nazi snowplow. They use it in the Alps. Bet it was for the Sound of Music, guys.
Well, those people, they were divas. Julie Andrews was a diva. She would not go anywhere unless there was a complete clear path.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can't. So yeah, my grandfather did clear snow in the war. He wasn't a Nazi snowplower, though.
Okay.
Sure, we believe you.
He fought for the Americans.
Okay.
They needed to clear snow, too.
We believe you. Mm,
sure.
Anyways, yeah. Bill,
Jackie,
come on.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I'm one with my plow so much. I haven't thought a lot about what I wish it could do. Just because I feel like I have such control and going around cars and, you know, around corners and, oh my gosh, roundabouts. Don't you guys love when they added the roundabouts to Eau Claire? Those are so, like, plowing a roundabout is just. But I guess if I could make a plow do anything, it would be to melt ice.
Jackie, you're speaking our language. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like I said before, that's why you're the queen.
Do you all ever worry about the Teslas? Because I do, that they're going to come from my job, even though I'm retired.
Oh.
I've actually thought about this a lot.
Have you?
Yes. So I can picture myself sitting at home, all the way down in my underwear, sitting on the couch, got a controller, and I'm moving my plow truck around the parking lot, watching out for the pole, and then I'm watching out for the kids, and I'm getting points every time I push the pile wherever the hell I want. Mm-hmm. You know, I could see that being the future of Stormwool. You know what I mean? It's like a little, like an RC car. Think about it.
I worry about the Teslas. I mean, they were, before I retired, it was just the first ones, before Elon Musk got as bad as we know he is now, right? And I thought, gosh, I don't think they see me as a snowplower. You know? I worry that they don't respect winter road rules or snowplows or even our, you know, our colleagues who salt and sand the road. And I really worry about them being on the road. And what if they make Tesla snowplows someday?
No, I'm not worried about Teslas, actually, honestly. I'm really not worried. Have you seen a Roomba? Vacuum, the robot vacuum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My granddaughter has one of those.
Yeah, yeah. They get stuck on everything.
This is true.
Yes. No, I think we're gonna be okay. You know, I think we're gonna be okay. Donnie,
Forever,
though,
I
am
your
just
optimism.
Oh yeah, that's what I am, eternal optimist. Mm-hmm. Oh, but Donnie, I can't get that. I mean, once you start talking, about your, you know, driving the RC though, and your couch and. It's kind of a future I do want. I didn't think about that.
I'm not sure how to respond to the way that you're asking me that question, but if you want to come over and watch sometime, I'm more than happy to prop you up a seat and strap you down.
Oh.
To watch, so you don't fall out of the chair. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, this has been a very erotic show.
For snow plowing.
Yeah.
That's
the only kind of snow plowing Donnie's doing over there.
Like I said before, I hate doing your job for you, but I've got a burning question.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Donnie.
What's your favorite item you've hit with the plow truck?
What our favorite item that we a thing we've hit?
Well, no one really wants to hit something, but
legal?
When you do, you'll love it.
I mean, how you know, legally? You know, do we want, are we, should we have used, no, everyone used a pseudonym today, right?
I got an idea. If you're a cop, don't listen.
Oh, perfect, Donnie. Oh, what's your favorite thing?
I hit a kid once. Just kidding. No, it wasn't a kid. It was a picture of a kid.
Oh.
Like a cutout cardboard kid waving at me.
Ah.
Saying, please slow down. My cousin was killed here.
Oh.
Ooh, that must have been a heart stopper.
Yeah, I ran right over and didn't even pick it up.
Oh. Well, it's paper, cardboard.
Everybody has to stand for something.
This is actually an area of deep shame for me because, again, as the first female snowplow driver, any mistake I make is amplified by 10. Like, you guys can joke about what you hit, but for me, it could make or break me staying in this field and all the other young girls out there who dream of becoming snowplow drivers. I could be like mashing their dreams into the ground or, like, you know, melting them. But I did once hit a fire hydrant and it was awful because the water came, but honestly, it ended up being beautiful because the water all came out and then it like froze. And so it looked like this beautiful waterfall and people came out to take pictures. So, I mean, it ended up being okay. But every day since then, it has been my goal. I do not hit anything. And I have to say, I have a really good record ever since the fire hydrant incident.
Ah, Jackie, yes. That's, whenever I listen to you, it's almost like a spiritual experience. Oh, that's very wonderful. Craziest thing I've hit? An entire gas station.
Ooh.
Entire gas station. You're right. I'm not lying.
Brakes go out or?
It was owned by my ex-wife.
Oh.
So
that'll happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Luckily, it was out of business, though, because she's a terrible business runner. So there was no gas no gas in it, so there was no explosion or anything.
No boom.
No boom, but I still felt real good.
Was it a Casey's?
It was a come and go.
Oh.
Come and go.
So,
sounds like your wife.
She did go. She did go.
We don't know about the first one.
We don't have come and goes around here. All we have is quick trips. Funny fact, quick trips don't sell condoms. I don't know why.
I've never gone to Quick Trip to look for a condom. So.
Don't go to Quick Trip. Okay. They don't support things like that.
Oh. Guess you can't go to Hobby Lobby and Quick Trip for condoms, huh?
Hobby Lobby. I guess not.
Yeah.
Or Chick-fil-A either, probably. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one thing I need from my gas stations. Quality family planning.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially after a long day on a road.
Yeah, you get lonely.
Mm-hmm.
How did you exactly hit the entire gas station with a plow? Like, did you have a giant Arctic pusher on there?
Oh, I swerved to hit it.
And did you back up and hit it again?
Well, of course. I missed a little bit of it the first time.
Jeez, Jackie, it's not a dead body.
I want to make sure I do it right. I want to make sure I do it right so my ex-wife knows that it was intentional. Knows I remember.
Was that, like, before cameras, or...?
He is pretty ancient.
He's been driving since, you know, we think the 1940s, but maybe that was just his grandpa and the Nazi
plow, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cameras are too big. They don't fit on, I don't know. Last time I saw a camera, it was so big, you couldn't even... I don't think there were cameras.
Your wife. I'm sure she'll see know that plowing anywhere. Ex-wife. She'll know you're plowing anywhere. Mm-hmm. You've bought her before. She's parking lot.
She was able to
bought her parking lot before.
She caught me quite a bit.
Yep. Plowing your ex-wife in your Nazi snow plow.
I plead the fifth. Well, this has been a wonderful time. I do have to get going, though. Thank you so much, everyone.
Yep.
Thanks for hosting.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for being with us, Trevor.
Yeah, and I heard it's going to snow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got another country.
I'm ready.
Start up those trucks.
Uh-huh. We got a polar vortex and a winter blast.
Yeah.
See y'all next spring.
We'll see ya. Can't wait to catch up.
Bye.
The O Trouble Podcast is a roundtable panel-style podcast featuring improvised conversations with some of the most distinctive voices from Eau Claire and Western Wisconsin, and is produced by Andy Hansen and the graduates of the Eau Claire Improv Theater. The music is by Andy Hansen. The views, opinions, characters, and scenarios presented in this podcast are for entertainment purposes only and are the product of improvisation. Any resemblance to real people or actual events is purely coincidental. The hosts and participants are performing fictional characters and scenarios, and nothing stated should be construed as factual information or the personal beliefs of the performers. Thank you all for loving and sharing this podcast. We feel the same.